guys, you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday all about sunscreen. What's the best sunscreen out there? I get asked this question so many times, and I have a very strong opinion about it. I am a firm believer that mineral sunscreens are the best form of sunscreen that you can use, and I have a couple reasons why this is true. Number one on my list is I want a product that's not going to be absorbed systemically. I know that using any form of sunscreen is better than no sunscreen at all. So whatever you're using, if you're using any kind of sunscreen at all, kudos to you. But if you're buying chemical-based sunscreens, these are the kind in the drugstore aisles. These are the kind that 90% of us use. Copper Tone, Neutrogena, on the bottle, on the back of the bottle, it has a really long chemical sounding name. What are the active ingredients? They are usually chemically based, very long compounds that have a small percentage of systemic absorption. And recent studies have shown that even the sunscreens that have been deemed safe have been found to have noted blood levels that can be higher than the FDA recommended amounts. And so, in my opinion, a sunscreen that you put on that is a chemical base that goes into your bloodstream and possibly has some effects like mimicking estrogens, like possibly precancerous potential, is not recommended. I love mineral sunscreens for the simple reason that they stay on the skin surface. And they are reflective. They come with names like zinc oxide and titanium dioxide as their primary ingredients. And the higher the concentration of these mineral compounds, the more reflective and protective that they are. So a sunscreen that has zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, when ultraviolet light hits your skin, is going to cause those ultraviolet light rays to bounce right off your skin. Because of the size of the zinc oxide particle, these molecules don't get absorbed systemically. And this is kind of like surfer sunscreen. So you've seen zinc oxide and titanium dioxide in the form of surfer sunscreen, that white stuff that they put on their nose. But now with modern technology, we're able to micronize and make the particles small. We're able to blend with pigments. We're able to make these tinted and just really cosmeceutically elegant. So mineral sunscreens, I love mine. It's called KD Ultimate. It's matte, it's SPF 50, it's mineral, it has one of the highest concentrations of zinc oxide and titanium dioxide on the market, and it's got ceramides, peptides, green tea, great for redness, it's got your antioxidants, it has some vitamin C in it, so it's everything. You put this on in the morning, it gives you just enough coverage to cover your brown spots and imperfections, and then you go about your day. So definitely think about a mineral sunscreen. The other reason why I love mineral sunscreen, so reason number one, it's reflective. The UV rays bounce, they hit your skin, and they leave. Number two, it's not a chemical that's absorbed systemically in your bloodstream where it can cause potential side effects and problems. And number three would be because I think that the heat absorption is also important to skin damage. When heat and sun hit the skin, it penetrates much more easily with a chemical-based sunscreen. The ultraviolet lights actually have to enter the skin, interact with the chemical sunscreen that's now absorbed by your skin, and a reaction occurs to neutralize any ionizing radiation that's developed in ionizing particles. And this all occurs under the surface of your skin. So just the mere penetration of the rays through the skin triggers some of the melanosomes or melanin-producing cells of your skin to activate. And so people who have melasma, who have pigmentation and problems with brown spots, really need to think about mineral-based sunscreens because just the simple act of light and heat energy entering the skin is going to create some more pigmentation. I used to religiously put sunscreen on my face when I went up to Lake Arrowhead every summer. I'd be using like Neutrogena all over my face, and I'd still come home with so much pigmentation, in spite of a hat, in spite of like layers of SPF 100 Neutrogena. And the reason being, later upon thinking about it, is really because the heat energy is penetrating the surface of the skin, interacting with the chemical sunscreen within the skin, and really turning on the whole melanin producing system of the skin. So when I switch to mineral based sunscreens with titanium and zinc, that beautiful reflective nature of those particles is everything. It's the reason why your pigment cells don't get activated. So those of you with melasma, definitely think about mineral-based sunscreens. So those are just some of my tips and ideas, and that's how I think about sunscreen. I think firmly that any sunscreen is better than none. So don't stress out. Use up what you have at home. But think about next time you go to purchase sunscreen, switching over to a mineral base. And definitely check out my sunscreen. It is the best. I use it every day. Literally everyone who tries it loves it. So as you go out there this summer and 4th of July weekend, enjoy yourselves. Remember the big hat. Remember staying out of the direct sunlight. Remember, don't go out at the noontime peak hours of light. Enjoy the early morning sun. Enjoy the golden hour, 4 to 5. Get that vitamin D absorption during these low ionizing energy times. And as always, avoidance of ultraviolet is so important for your eyes so you don't get cataracts, for your skin. 90% of aging comes from sun, and pigmentation problems with melasma, it's all from sun and heat. So be so careful with your beautiful faces, everybody. That's it for now. Stay beautiful. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is www.beautybydrk.com. And there you can find my amazing Ultimate SPF 50, tinted and clear. Love you guys. Stay beautiful.